Okay, we just have a little bit of a shiraima from the last sugya before we begin the last sugya for now. So in the previous sugya, we were talking about the Yisad Rabbanon of Tovel and Kalim, Shabbos and Yontif, for many, many reasons that were given by Chazal, but of course the primary reason that interests us was the idea of Mechzik and Mesachin. It looks like you're fixing something. So we spoke about some of the exceptions to the rule, whenever it doesn't look so bad, and it's going to be mutter, whatever the parameters of that were. And then the Rishonim began to branch out and to discuss not just Tfilas Kalim, but perhaps Kashrin Kalim as well. So when it came to the sugya of Kashrin Kalim on Yontif, so we saw there were a few considerations. There was the Rabbanan taking consideration of it looking like you're fixing it. It used to be treif, now it's kosher. Then there was the second consideration of maybe actually doing the malachas. Maybe you're heating up water, maybe you're turning on fires, maybe you're doing things that you're not allowed to do. Even though it's food-oriented, you want to get the pot, you want to get the silverware usable, but it falls into what we call machshir yochel nefesh, and whenever you have machshir yochel nefesh, then you have to, always a yellow light, you have to try to figure out, could I have done it from before, not done it from before. So those were the two issues that we kept on talking about in the previous year. The only way to be mat there to kasher and kalim and yontif would be after, number one, no shem yisachin, no mechzik yisachin issue. The way to get around that is if you kasher the kalim in such a way that you would do that anyway, even not just for kashering. We gave the example of the person who has to heat up the tray, heat up the pot or something. Anyway, you would heat up the tray for baking. Anyway, you would heat up the oven for baking. So if you're doing something that would be part of the normal cooking and baking process, that doesn't look so bad. And as long as you can clear that, and you can also clear any malachas done, because it's, say, if it became treif on yontif, so then now, if you put together those two things, it's going to end up being mutter. Practically speaking, I don't think anybody ever kashes kedema and yontif as man as that. It's unlikely even going to meet both conditions, and just, we have Bach Hashem, we have plenty of other kedema around. But there was something interesting that came out from that Shulchan Aruch that we alluded to in the last year. I just wanted to clarify the point. The Shulchan Aruch quoted from the Rishonim the two different methods of kashering, because of two different ways of becoming, quote-unquote, unfit for use. The Shulchan Aruch differentiated between a kli that became treif, in contrast to a kli that just became fleishix. A kli that became treif, in order to kasher it, if it became treif through the eish, it requires liban gomer. And liban gomer is going to be out of the question on yontif. If a kli only became fleishix, and you just want to kasher it to make it milchix now, so then it doesn't require liban gomer, because it was what we call a terabola. I'm going to give a little bit of a background, Rash, but why terabola is different. So the Shulchan Aruch did quote the possibility of kashering a kli from fleishix to milchix. So somebody mentioned, wait a second, that's a little bit of a red flag on that one. It said, kashering a kli from fleishix to milchix, we all know you're not allowed to do that. Well, we may all know that, but the Shulchan Aruch clearly didn't know that, because the Magen Avraham quotes this minhag. The Magen Avraham on that spot, in Hilchos Yontif, quotes the minhag that exists in at least in the Ashkenazi communities. I don't know about the Sephardic communities, but at least in the Ashkenazi communities, the Magen Avraham quotes a custom that we generally don't kasher from fleishix to milchix or from milchix to fleishix, not because you're fundamentally not allowed to do that, but because it's just bad practice, a bad idea, because people are going to get confused. If you start kashering from fleishix to milchix and vice versa, so then 1 week the pot will be fleishix, next week will be milchix, next week fleishix and milchix. That's the way certain restaurants run their without kashering in between. It's just a bad idea. We don't want to have people get mixed up. You never know where you're coming and going with your kalim. So therefore, the Magen Avraham quotes as a custom, as a later custom, that we've accepted not to do that. That's what the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote. In the days of the Shulchan Aruch, apparently this custom didn't exist yet, or at least in the communities of the Shulchan Aruch, this minhag didn't exist. But b'zman hazeh, in Ashkenazi communities, that we follow this practice of not kashering for fleishix to milchix, that in and of itself almost does away with all kashering on yontif. Because the only kashering that we were able to kind of, sanction on yontif was the lower level kashering. But we're not going to be doing that anyway, so therefore there's not that much to discuss. There are a few exceptions to this minhag. Since it is only a minhag, so the poskim are making under certain circumstances that this minhag doesn't apply. But perhaps the most famous application where this minhag is suspended is for Pesach. The famous truva of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes that it's a person that has fleshy silverware, and they want a kasher for Pesach. So they want a kasher for Pesach. I'm not kashering to make a milchix. I'm kashering it for Pesach. Once you kasher it for Pesach already, so it's already, now it's neutral. Now it has a new, fresh beginning. Now if I choose, oh, by the way, it's nice. I can use an extra milchix set of somewhere. So the Chassam Sofer says, that's okay. That was never included in the minhag. As long as the kashering wasn't done b'tchilah to switch back and forth, as long as the kashering was done to be neutral. That's my kid. Phone call rings at 6:30 with my wife and as long as the kashering is not done for the purposes of of directly to change it from milchus to fleishik is done for another agenda, such as Pesach, so that would be justified. But what's kind of happened with Man Hazeh is that this Chasam Sofer is almost taken on a life in of itself. What many people do is, most people don't catch these for Pesach anyway. I mean, yeah, most people are ready to stand up for Pesach. You have your Pesach silverware. It's such a hassle to start cashing silverware. Most people don't do that today. So But what some people do is as follows. I mean, the real agenda is the kasher from fleishiks to milchus. They have two sets of fleishiks to silverware. They don't really need the second set. They want to really use it as another milchik set of silverware. So what do? So they know that minig is, like Rav said, you can't kasher back and forth. So they put it aside. They wait till Erev Pesach. They come to the shul and say, oh, I got 100 pieces of silver to kasher for Pesach. The guy's on his way to the crucifix. He's not even home for Pesach. So who's he kidding? He's kashering for Pesach. Somehow we look the other way at that also, because again, the whole thing is a minig. The whole thing is not absolutely written in stone. So the minig is, if you're kashering for Pesach, even though your definition of kashering for Pesach may be a little bit of an extended definition. So again, whether that's a proper observance of the minig or an improper observance of the minig is hard for me to say, but I'm telling you that is what's going on the street. That's what's actually going on. There are other poskim who make it will say, quote from a Maharsham who says that, well, if you waited a year anyway, then you can kasher from fleishiks to milchiks anyway. You know why? Because we spoke about this also in the past. According to some poskim, if it's already more than a year, it could be maybe it doesn't have to be kasher altogether. We don't like to follow the practice lechatchila, but b'tziruf that, we're very, very makel. This minig of not kashering back and forth fleishiks to milchiks, it's only a minig. In the world, in the history, timeline of halach, it's a fairly new minig. It didn't even appear in the Shulchan Aruch proper. It's quoted in the Magen Avraham. So when we have other circumstances to be a little bit more lenient, so we'll look the other way at this minig. That was just the Shirayim of Lish, and I'm ready to begin the last one.